So, yeah, so I'm on my hands and knees out the side of the front of my house with a cat poop scoop in my hand, fishing out shitty toilet paper from the grid where the block sewer pipe had pumped out shitty water and piss water and arse-wiped tissue paper through the grid, making a kind of like a slushy mush of feculent paper piss shit water that I was scooping out. Like as if it was like dirty popcorn, like just scooping it out and then like slapping it into a bin bag.
I think dirty popcorn is actually like, you know, actual dish where they put like dirty cheese sauce.
There wasn't any cheese sauce on this.
Cheese sauce and bacon pieces.
Just my arse gristle, my partner's, maybe the neighbour's kids.
You don't know whose gristle it was.
We don't know.
For sure.
It could have been. I could have checked the news. I could have checked the paper.
There are
pieces
of Hitler's body in every breath you take.
Is that the lyrics to the Sting song? I don't seem to remember that.
Oh my God! Right.
Anyway, so I'm fishing it all out.
Oh, you fish! He's had plumbing problems,
and I'm trying to like not vomit because the stench was pretty bad. It was like 100 people's turds kind of stink, the kind of pipe as well. And I'm just fishing out, and I'm saying, "This isn't a life, is it? This isn't what I thought my rock star life was going to be." Scooping out bangers and mash into a bin bag on a rainy day, hey? How is that a life, hey?
Well. Needs must sometimes. Think of our ancestors, Paul.
But then...
They found that shit? That our ancestors used to live on these stilt houses, right?
Yeah, so you could
shit. And they found a shit.
Yeah.
And it was riddled with fucking bowel worms.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well,
like,
he had a lot
of worm problems.
I did have gloves on.
Like parasitic worms in his shit. It was like a massive turd. And he was like, this guy was probably starved to death by all the parasites living in his guts.
Well, the worst bit was when it
started. So that would be worse.
The worst bit was...
No electricity, trying to get fish, right? And then I think, my guts are full of worms. Oh, I'm 25, I'm dead. It's prehistory. That
sucks. That sucks, but I'll say this. When I was scooping and shoveling the shitty toilet paper water into the bin bag, right?
Into a bin bag.
It started raining.
You've started to
turn
my
raining,
stomach.
And at one
you've
point, the rain was so heavy that it was spattering God knows what into my face.
Did you have a nice shower afterwards?
Yeah,
tell
I had
me.
A very nice shower afterwards.
Down.
But I was, you know, I don't know what I was flecked with.
Well,
as
that
a result
is actually
of that.
Dangerous. You well, know, getting muddy in a muddy puddle out in the woods, that's wholesome.
Just
you know,
saying.
You know what happened to me yesterday?
What?
I know it doesn't come up to that. That sounds traumatic,
not
honestly.
Like, this is not a podcaster, award-winning podcaster's
but
life.
But I did that thing where I stepped on a puddle, on a slab, a paving stone.
Yeah, and the
and
water
it was
came
a puddle
up.
Underneath, and it completely soaked my foot right down to the sock.
Not
a,
your hands. That's the important thing. Your hands were fine.
I just thought, what is going
what is
on
that?
With that water? Do you know what I mean? Because there was obviously stuff in it that kind
know.
Of dries onto the shoe.
You just don't know what's
it's
in it.
It's just a downer.
Did you take your sock off when you got home?
Yeah, of course I took the sock off when I got home. What? It's clothing. Do you keep your socks on all the time unless they get wet?
Yeah.
All the time. How long have you had this pair on for?
Like 2 years now.
2 years now. And that, everyone, must be what that smell is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, wait. It's my knob end.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
when
no.
When all else fails, Eli gets his knob end denouement out.
How many fingers of knob cheese we got on our pizza today?
3 fingers of knob cheese.
I want the special with knob jeweler.
What?
No, you know, like in Duja, but knob Duja. Knob Duja. Knob Spooja. I want knob Spooja sausage. I want Italian knob Spooja sausage on my pizza, please.
Well, like that pizza, it's going to be hard for me to top it. So let's just move into the episode, shall we? Oh, fuck off. I'm making an effort.
I was making the noise of a rocket taking off. That joke was so good.
No. That was not a rocket
yes,
going
it was.
Off.
You didn't hear it. 5. 4. It's too late, Batman. Stop it. 3. 2. Yeah, we'll never stop it. Oh, no, it's too late. 1.
Welcome to Cheap Show.
Cheap Show time.
Cheap Show has landed. It is episode 452, and Eli and Paul are recording this in the haunted house on Harrow Hill.
The harrowing.
For another episode of the economy comedy podcast, Cheap
the
Show.
The horrible. The
yes,
horrendous.
Where Eli and I go through the bargain bin,
the
China shop, Poundlands, and et cetera of Great Britain and beyond to bring you back the treasure we find amongst all of that trash. And today, boy howdy, have we got a lot of trash to wade through.
The horrible, haranguing, horrendous, horrifying house on Harrow on the Hill.
Nicely done, Dr. Seuss.
Thank you
for joining in.
Dr. Uncle Fat Guy.
Dr. Sploosh. Dr. Sploosh. Tiddle doo and tiddle
Dr.
hey.
Dr. Sploosh, it was a slow burn for me that, yeah. But it got there.
Tiddly
anyway.
Hey and tiddly who? What's that dirty sticky goo? Tiddly dum and tiddly ha. I think it's come from old grandpapa. It drips.
He's trying
from
to do
top.
A pastiche, everybody, of the Dr. Seuss style of children's book.
It drips it hard, it drips it soft. It drips it from the loft. And what is in the loft? It's Grandad Spoff. Dr. Sploosh.
Cool.
Dr. Sploosh.
I'm glad me being good at stuff has raised your game.
Sploosh.
Knob Spooger.
The splat and the hat.
Knob Spooger sausage.
The splat and the hat. The spooge that saved, that stole Chris Jismus, the X one. The Lorax.
Peen juice and spam. Peen juice and spam.
Yeah.
Peen juice and spaff.
I guess
I will not have it, peen juice and spaff. I
will
not
have it, not for a laugh.
Peen juice and spaff. Oh, I choked myself.
Oh, the places we will go today, ladies and gentlemen, on the podcast.
Peen juice and spaff.
You just keep saying that?
Yes.
Is that all you've got now?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Anyway, tickets are still available for our live show October 18th as part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival. Go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. You'll find the link there anyway. Our guests will be comedians Nick Helm, Ria Lena. We've got a lot of surprises. And also, I can confirm, Cheap Show pin badges, a new set, will be available for sale with some spare albums and some editions of the Cheap Show magazine. So lots of lovely merch that we're happy to sell and sign after the show.
And there is a stray noodle on that badge design that looks like I've got a hard-on or a bendy broken knob on.
I haven't really looked at that.
Noodle knob.
Oh, well.
It's a bonus.
It is a bonus, but that's going to be available. Please come along and see us. You'll have a great time. We're going to celebrate 10 years in the space of 90 minutes. It starts about 2:30 in the afternoon in London, Balham, South London.
Is it
London.
2 or 2:30?
I'd have to look at the website. But just aim for 2 and you won't miss it, will you? Aim for 2 and you won't miss it.
Yeah, but don't say 2 or 2:30.
We'll just say
like
2. Let's just say 2.
That sounds like we're unprofessional.
We are,
well, we might
we
start
are,
at
we
whatever.
We are unprofessional.
No, we always start on time. We always start on time,
no.
Paul.
No, we're not.
Yes, we do. And we have little recorded bits. We're very meticulous about it.
I'm very meticulous about it.
Oh, now I knew you were going to do this now.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to do this. So if we're incompetent, it's both of us. But if there's some competency, it's only you.
No.
That's what you're saying. I'm
no,
sick of it.
If there's any incompetence, it's only you.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yes,
and
what,
if there's any, you know, plaudits that come our way, it's mostly me. So,
that's what I'm trying to say.
So
you're
negligible.
Full of shit.
It's
just full of shit.
It's a fact. You're just my little freak show that I throw about to people and say, look at this little dangly nonsense troll. Look at him. Dingly dangly nonsense troll. Then I pull it back and then I end up being, you know.
Well, then you were lying about yourself. Then.
I'm father, you are son.
This is the house
of Cheap Show.
No.
And you will behave while you're under my roof.
I won't.
Where you're under my roof, Daddy Gannon.
Get some shit out of the box.
No, we're not going to get
your lazy ass excuse for content today.
A little bit more
admin.
Oh
my God, boring.
We hope you all enjoyed the album. It will be on Bandcamp and Noiseland Spotify soon. So that's another little bit of information. If you want to get it digitally, it will be available on Bandcamp, hopefully before the end of the month. What else? Oh yeah, and all the episodes are now on fucking YouTube Music. So you can listen to all 452 episodes on YouTube. It took me hours to do because it was like, upload them all and then send it to public and all the tracks become public. Did it? No. All the tracks were sent to private. So I had to go into every single track individually and put it to public. And every time I did that, it would refresh the whole page and send me back to the top of the list.
I had to scroll again. That's not good.
I sent it to YouTube and they went, shouldn't happen. And I was like, well
it does.
It did. What are you going to do about it? The answer was nothing. I did it myself. So it's all on YouTube. Enjoy it. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a Price of Shite deluxe for you
today.
Oh, it's
a Price of Shite. I don't even know.
It's a big box, this.
Well, get something out, for God's sake.
Is there anything you want to say before we get started?
No, you've deflated me by saying I'm your little dangly cunt troll on a string.
I'm not having it. You're a bit like an Italian opera in that respect, then, aren't you? A deflator mouse. A deflated mouse. A deflated mouse. Deflator mouse.
No,
well, Eli's never going to do an opera gag, is he?
Yes, I will.
What's a dog's favourite part of the opera? The aria. Aria. You liked that one before.
No,
that was a good joke.
That was not a good
joke. All right. Can you do any opera gags then? Go on,
I'm
give me an opera gag.
I'm thinking of one.
Have one.
It's going to be a fucking...
Yeah, go on.
It's going to be a leitmotif throughout the episode.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I'm doing a little fucking little music, classical music joke before I even get to it.
I'm not talking classical music. I'm talking about opera specifically.
There's leitmotifs in operas.
Well, I'm not talking about.
Do you know what a leitmotif even fucking is?
Yeah, it's like a recurring theme that comes in and out of certain
pieces
of music.
Which is in operas. Blatantly is in operas.
All right, but again,
well, there you go. I've done my joke. Leitmotif. Leitmotif.
Well, it could be any genre of music, though. I want something specific to opera. I want you to name an opera right now. Name me an opera right now. Just any one. I don't mind. Just name me an opera.
Lady Singapore. What's it called?
That's not an opera. And also, it's not called Lady Singapore.
Mad and Butterfly.
Fucking hell.
Don't put me on the spot about operas. Figaro.
That's the Marriage opera. Of Figaro, you mean?
Yeah, whatever, yes. Yeah.
Well, that's a fucking whatever, opera. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. You know what, Paul? I'm going to say something. Might shock you.
Yeah, go on.
For a man of so much culture, as myself, A man who of discerning taste in music.
Discerning,
yeah.
My
I think
arse.
Everyone would agree. I don't like fucking opera. There you go. All musical theatre. Don't like it. Don't like those mediums. I'm bored now talking about it.
How shameful.
You get to be bored about my things and fucking barely show up when we're talking about fucking vital subjects like sauce, like noodles, like things like that.
Okay.
Well, music, proper music.
I'm just going to do opera pod.
I don't care.
Opera pod time.
You couldn't, they wouldn't let you into that fucking elite ever. You couldn't do it. They'd find this whole thing swearing. It's not posh enough. You're not posh enough to be in that their cunt group. Fuck opera.
I've been to many operas in my time.
I hate it. La la, boring cunt. Shut up.
You're
pretending.
Such an ignorant prick. You are such an ignorant shit when it comes to like.
I hate opera.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, does it?
I hate it. It's
many
boring
people,
to me.
You're boring. Boring. Though. Your interests are boring. Fundamentally, sources have
that's
no
impact. That's only one of my
on
many interests. My interests are much wider than yours.
That's not true.
Much wider.
For instance, I like opera, which is something you don't like.
Name,
in
I want
theater.
You to name, right, come on. Could you name seven operas?
Well, I've already named like five. So Die Flayed the Mouse, Cosy Fan Tutti, The Marriage of Figaro.
I named that one. It's not allowed.
No,
you're not allowed.
You just said Figaro, and
you're
I
not
have to correct you
all right, fair
and
enough.
Say
fair
Marriage
enough,
of
fair
Figaro.
Enough. Right, that's three. That's three.
No,
oh, he's
four.
Such a man of culture. That's three.
No, I said Cosy Fan Tutti. I said The Marriage of Figaro. I said Die Flayed the Mouse.
That's three.
There was another one
that
I mentioned.
Three. Yes, but that's three so far, right? Can we agree on that?
Three more than you fucking
your
got.
Your neighbour's going to get all angry. Can you just get something out of the box,
no,
please?
No, I'm going to...
Please.
And this segment doesn't end until you at least say Paul has as broad a range of interest than as you. For instance, I just because our tastes don't match doesn't mean...
You want me to lie about
it's
not it
about
in
lying.
Order to
what I'm
appease you.
Is the lie.
You want me to lie about it in order to appease you.
It's
appease
not a lie.
Your...
What all I want you to do is say you can't possibly
you want me to
fathom.
Lie about my own feelings.
You don't
to
have any feelings.
You.
You're a fucking gormless troll.
Well, there you go.
Mimics and human emotion.
Well, you're not going to get it now. When was the last time you went?
About 10 years ago.
Fair enough.
And
people
I went,
like
to,
it.
Went to a Holland Park one because you have Holland Park operas. And I went to see one there. And it was lots of fun. And I found 40 quid in the car park. So it was a great day out for me.
Did you? Just lying on the ground?
Just 220s.
Oh, yeah.
Bored of this game.
Yeah, you fail to understand. I'm not playing with you.
No, I'm not playing with you, and I don't want to play with you no more. You're not my friend anymore, and I'm going to go stand over there. So we're going to get on with the podcast, and you'll do it in that corner.
Fine.
I'll do it in this.
No, absolutely fine, after your fucking source denial last week.
Also, Magic Flute and Carmen. There's two fucking more. Stick
well,
up your arse,
you
bearded fucking idiot.
You're on five.
And you asked for five, and I'm giving you five, and you couldn't even get one.
I asked for seven.
La Traviata is another
that's
one,
six.
Then. All right, okay. And then... You know what? Here's the thing. You're making me do seven, and you can't even do one.
I never
you
said I was into opera. I said I hated opera.
Yeah, but you were like, I'll do that. So I did three. They go, no, do five. No, I said seven. Tosca. TOSCA.
Oh, yes. Okay, well done.
Thank you. All right.
Press the button.
Thank you. I can fucking will. The segment
we're
ends.
Not friends anymore.
No, we're not friends. We're still never going to be friends.
Why? Because I won't accept you have more diverse tastes.
Not more. Equal to that you can't possibly fathom who's got the more wider interest, considering so many things you poo-poo at.
I know what comes out, poo-poo.
Yeah, and I
a
know.
Wide gape. A gape.
Yeah?
A wider gape. Oh, who's got a wider gape in
arsehole? Doesn't matter. Who's had to get on this fucking hands and knees in the rain and shovel it out of a grid?
You.
Yes. So I know more about scat and I know more about opera. I win. It's a Price of Shite bonanza all this week on the podcast. It's just one big box of Price of Shite. Look at the size of this box.
It's at least four by three. It's a flat box.
It's a big flat box.
But it's big, yeah. You could use it as a wall in a kennel or to keep a small child in. You wouldn't want to do that because you might fall on the child.
This is packed with things, so this is going to be a whistle-stop episode of the pod.
Look at all this paper. I need to also find the letter that came with it.
You need to find the letter, Paul. That's he's got the letter.
Well, this just says prices.
Are we playing against each other?
I don't think we're going to be able to because it's just a bag of receipts.
For me. Just betwings for me?
Yeah.
Okay. He's just got the receipts in a bag. Who is this? Where's the letter? God, there's a lot of paper in there. Oh, that's one of the items. That's one of the items. Oh, I'm not looking. I'm looking away. Okay? I'm looking away.
There was a letter in this, but I haven't thrown it.
God, this happens every time.
Is it in here? I don't think it is. Oh, no, wait, it is.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, mate, it doesn't matter if you see the prices anyway, because it's just going to be a solo game.
Right, dear Paul and Eli, I've been meaning to send you some things for a while. I sent you the box with a Get a Grip, various Mexican rices and the horse-flavoured bread crisps. Oh, you called Ben's big box. Remember he sent that huge big fucking box and it was full of like 20 episodes worth of stuff?
I like those horse-flavoured crisps, didn't I?
I can't remember.
I'm salivating. My mouth is getting wet for them. Wet for horse crisps. I'm soaking wet all in my mouth for horse crisps all of a sudden. Oh, garlicky, horsey crisps.
Mate, you're into...
Spread the horse's knob butter on it.
Right, okay, well. I'm Eli Silver. Can I have some equestrian spread, please?
Equestrian spread.
I forgot to include why the Tales from the Shop Floor was called Rhythm and Poos. The guy was caught wanking in the toilets, never missed a beat when people watched him wanking. Oh, yeah, he had a letter about the guy who was wanking.
I don't want to be reminded of that.
Anyway, I've got some snacks and a price of shite items for you. I'll send a can of tinned horse if you're brave enough. Insert Tesco burger joke.
I'll eat it.
Yeah, you
will. I'll eat horse.
I won't eat horse.
Oh, why? Because the poor horses.
No, because I don't
they're
want to.
The
this
cows.
Podcast has never been.
McDonald's.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that because you don't know what's in McDonald's and Bird's Eye Burgers and Horse Inn. Yeah, I know. But that's not the point.
I'm not saying that.
If I have a choice, I would not like to eat horse meat.
But why would you be prepared to eat beef then? Is what I'm saying. What's the difference?
Well, here's
really?
The thing. For the
largest,
for like
mammals.
16, 17 years of my life, I was vegetarian. So
I'm not saying that.
Even now, when I eat meat, it tends to be very rare. Not the meat itself, of course.
It's not
but just
that
the
rare,
instances. Like, I'll eat. When I'm with you, I eat more meat than when I live
here.
Because my partner's vegetarian, so we tend to eat more vegetarian stuff.
Fair enough. I'm not saying anything about your diet. Or the morals of being a meat eater or anything like that, Paul. I'm just saying it's a bit strange that you wouldn't be prepared to eat horse just on the principle of it when you eat very similar creatures. Why wouldn't you want to be prepared to eat the horse is what I'm asking you. We fucking ate like turtle jerky and stuff before. A turtle's okay, but horses
not? No, I didn't want to eat turtle jerky
either.
You ate
some though.
Yeah, it was horrible and I don't want to do it.
You just don't want to eat anything horrible because you're a big wimp about it. Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
fine. I don't want to eat stuff that I don't believe I would like inside my body. Therefore,
but why would horse meat
podcast,
be any different?
I don't know. I don't eat duck. I don't like crocodile. There's lots of things
duck.
I don't want to eat.
You don't eat duck?
No, I've never had duck. I don't like lamb as well. Another example of things
you,
I just mentally can't get through. Yeah, I'm quite picky when it comes to meat.
You are actually. Chicken and beef, the only two, really.
Yeah.
No fish, because obviously you
can't
allergic.
Have the fish.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, so why would I have to add horse to it?
I just was wondering. I don't know why
you're getting on your high horse about it.
I will taste the horse myself then, and everything else disgusting that comes along on this show, like a fucking slave troll, which you called me, slave troll on a string, lapping up all the crap.
Yeah. It's true, you're a dangly pair of keys for our audience to laugh at.
And then what's
you're
going
you're
on behind
jester.
The scenes? The super genius.
Is
of
the super
you.
Genius. Is the guy who edits and puts it all together and drafts an identity and a brand. You're just a tool, mate. It's what you are. You see, you shake your head, but you know it. You know it deep down deep down inside that you're just the jumping jester.
You're like a sociopath.
You're a jumping jester.
You're a
mate.
Sociopathic man.
Yeah, here's the jumping
jester. It's
lucky
you have some insight, or else you'd be doing fucking nasty things.
Do you think?
I don't even know you're not.
Here's the
and
thing.
And here we go. I know what. 2, 3, 2, 1.
Stinky
I
Willy.
I kill people or something, you were going to say.
You kill people, do you?
You kill people.
I don't kill people. I've never killed a person.
3, 2, 1.
And been caught.
Hey! I knew it. Come right. on. Come on.
Thanks for all the entertainment over the years. Here we go. Price of shite. I don't recall you having price of shite items from an end-of-line shop. Clearance Bargains has end-of-line damaged goods and out-of-season products. Most are from Sainsbury's, Homebase and Asda. Some bargains are quite cheaper than the tack from charity shops. And that's where the letter's been torn off. But I know it's Ben. Now, let me just see.
I'll be playing solo then, will I, against Ben? He's
unfortunately, because the,
just looked at it.
I mean, the receipts are there for proof, but he has given a list.
Listen, can you admit the reality that you've been losing badly at the price of shite recently?
I haven't been losing badly for a start.
Very badly.
And B, I've also not been able to play many games because it's always I have to look at the squints or paw, you know, or squints. paws.
That's not true. Anyway, whatever. I'm ready to play.
What I want to do is give a little bit of spice to this. So if I can't play, I want betwings. And so I want, every time you don't get any petwing, I will get a petwing.
That's too easy for you to score.
But if you're too good at this, mate, this shouldn't be a problem.
No, there should be a boundary. I'm prepared to do something like that.
Just saying, if you're so confident, this shouldn't be an issue.
No, I'm not confident like that, because most guesses are off just in general, aren't they? So that's too many petwings.
Sounds like a coward backing out of a proposition.
I'm not backing out. I'm saying you modify that proposition to, if I'm wrong over a certain amount, which we can negotiate now.
Okay, if you're out by over 50p either way, then I get a petwing. Okay. So if it's £2 and you say £3 or £2.50, I get a petwing.
Okay.
All right?
Yes. You get a host's petwing or whatever it's called.
Let the games begin. Right. We're in. It's time for a price of shite now. All in, there are 9 items here today.
9 items, quite a high number of items. So a lot of petwings. Conceivably, you could get 9 petwings, but I could conceivably, if we're going by the normal rules, if I got every single price exactly right, of course, it would never happen. I would be scoring
you don't know, do you?
18 petwings.
Right.
So I can, potentially, I can get more than twice the petwings you can just by the structure of the game.
Yep. Well, let's see what happens.
I don't know about this new petwing. Is there a quid's gambit? Is there a quid's gambit?
He hasn't mentioned it in the list, but let me go over the points right now to have a little look.
I think we should include it if there's any item that is a quid.
There is no quid's gambit.
Okay.
All right.
Little clue there for me.
Okay. So would you like me to do a quick math add up and then tell you what the window is?
No. Yeah, it's not the window. That's the ceiling. But yes, give me the ceiling. A rough ceiling to within 5p, please.
I would say no more than 12 quid.
All together, no more than 12.
Yeah.
And it was all sort of new stuff bought at the end of a line store.
End of line clearance type house
dead
shopping.
Stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that gets churned out of all those shores.
I love that kind of thing, don't you?
Well, I've seen some of these items and the answer's no. So we're going to crack on.
I love that kind of thing as a general category of goods.
As an idea, yes. As a concept.
In records, you often get them dinked because it just means this wasn't able to sell. So it was all just sort of
right, to get these,
thrown away.
I've moved on. Right, to get this game going, I'm going to show you an item that is 3 items.
What are you talking about?
These items are all the same, but there's 3 of them.
3 identical items, but they count as one item. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No.
They're 3 items.
These are three of the 9 separate items, but all 3 are posters.
Yes.
Everyone. So he's handed me 3
tubes.
Cardboard tubes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we get to keep these?
If you want them.
This is a habitat one.
Okay.
Is this real? I'm opening these, right?
Yeah. Okay. By all means, have a look.
All 3 are from Habitat, it looks like.
Originally from Habitat,
yes.
At least, yeah.
Oh, these are cool. I want to take these home, put them on my wall.
If you want them, you can have them, by all means.
This is huge.
Oh, it tells you on the outside what it is.
It's not that big, actually. Right, this is like a...
Oh, it's a...
Battersea Power Station.
What kind of art style would you say that is? Like pop arty almost?
It's minimalist.
Yeah,
pop arty, yes. But also a bit sort of photorealistic in a way.
Yeah.
It's like, you know...
It's nice. It's like a kind of screen print on a T-shirt. It's
very much a screen print.
Oh, it is one.
Of the Battersea Power Station before they fucked it, basically.
This is Tokyo Skyline.
These are top-class prints. These are nice. Tokyo Skyline? No.
This one's a bit more abstract.
I want to take these home, put these on my wall.
This is like... What is that? Mount Fuji?
Yeah.
Is it in the background? And then like a kind of expressionistic, simplized?
It's sort of abstracted.
Skyline.
Blocky
city skyline.
And abstracted. Nice.
Yeah. No, nice. That's a nice little poster.
Again, they've got a matte sort of finish, both of these, like a screen print.
Yeah.
Please.
Right. And the third poster's what?
Mid-century.
Do people put these up on their walls, though, really? Does anyone buy posters
from
Habitat?
This one, funnily enough, this third one doesn't have...
Again, let me finish a sentence. Quite interesting. Have a
people
question.
People do that less nowadays.
What, interrupt people halfway through a sentence?
I heard what you said.
Yeah, well, then why do you talk over it? Again, don't listen. All full of yourself.
You actually interrupted me. I was saying about...
Oh, here we go. You're so defensive. You can't just take a criticism. One that helps me in the edit, because sometimes I need to edit things out and I can't because you talk over it, so I have to remove more of the episode to get it in. If people go, oh, we've lost some good stuff. Yeah, because Eli's ruined it and I had to chop it out in the edit.
Jesus Christ.
We've lost
great
stuff.
Bored of this?
Yeah? Me? Come on, what's the third poster?
I'm not getting it out. It's boring. We can see it from the cover.
All right, well, what is it though?
They're nice quality things.
What is
it's
that?
Another abstract. It's an abstract composition.
It's called Mint Century.
Yeah, this one, funnily enough, which I was trying to say before, doesn't have the artist or the piece name, but the other two do.
But it's a
It's in a shorter, so maybe it's a different range. Maybe we do need to get it out.
Yeah, maybe. Do these all get stuck in frames then? You probably have to buy a nice frame
They're that
for
kind
them.
Of quality that you would, yes. They're nice
but,
quality.
But they're kind of posters, to be fair, you'd only ever see
in a cafe or something.
In a showroom for a mock-up bedroom in IKEA.
Yeah. especially this one, the mid-century one, a bit dull.
It's not. I mean,
compared
it's
to
nice.
The others,
it's nice in terms of what it is as a print. Bit,
yes,
but like
they're prints as interior decoration rather than piece of art or even conversation piece. But
anyway, three posters,
good,
three
nice
prices.
Quality paper.
Three posters, three prices.
Three separate different prices.
Three prices, Mr. Silverman.
Fuck. They might be the same price.
They might be the same price. I do know the answer, but I refuse to tell you. I think it's up to you to judge if you think they're all the same price, because, you know, they've been sold in a lot, or whether they've got different prices because they're quite differently sized. It's up to you.
I think the two big ones are
£2.50. What's that theme? Wait, what is that theme? It is a fucking real theme.
Well, perhaps they can put it. Have you done enough of it?
It's like a BBC game show or something.
Are you doing it like a horse was doing it there?
Nay. It's a horse-heavy episode, this, for some strange reason.
The horses are heavy, man.
They've come up quite a lot.
They come up
quite a lot.
Right.
Poster one.
I said $2.50 for the two large posters.
$2.50 for the two large.
Do you want
large...
me to name them? That's the Tokyo Skyline and the Battersea Power Station.
And you say $2.50 for each?
Yes, and okay. I'm going to say $1.50.
For the abstract one?
The mid-century, yes.
Yeah. Okay, $1.50 for that, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Then it's on to the next items.
I mean, this would be at least £10-15 if you were getting them new, but it's weird. This is not secondhand. These are new.
They're just
they're
unsold.
End of the line. Yeah, yeah. Unsold. Mm.
Mm. Anyway, next
anyway,
item.
This is...
Next item.
This
next
is,
item. These next two items are going to give you as one again because they're effectively the same thing.
But they've got separate prices.
Yes.
Different prices.
There's not much to talk about. That's why I thought I'd get them out of the way because there's more interesting stuff to come.
Oh, can I do one of these?
If you really want. But remember, this is my house and I end up cleaning things because you just
I'll
fucking
do it into
walk
the box.
Right out.
Open your mouth.
Do
it into
the pipe. Do it into the pipe.
Okay, I'll do
chuck
it, into
it down
the pipe.
Actually, what? That might make a big bang or something. Open both ends and make it like a bazooka popper.
That could be dangerous. Make sure your eyes aren't near one.
Oh,
end.
No, they both... Is that one open? That would
be. Yeah, one of the large ones, which I'm saving you, opens it. We should explain to everyone. He's handed me two items. One is...
Big bag.
Sainsbury Home Range 50 Party Poppers. These are very...
Eli.
Party Poppers.
Eli.
I'm going to let one off. So I let it off into the tube. You're going to have to hold the tube up.
Eli, I am the god of... I am the god of betting. Put money on the Dixie Ray Circus at 3:15 in Ascot today. It's good money. Put money on
He's
it.
He's finally killed me with his lack of skill at improvising everyone.
Eli, I am the god of hellfire. I bring you
fire
betting odds. Put money on Grey Lightning at the 4:20.
That sounds like a really boring horse's name.
Yeah,
come
but
up with a better name for a horse.
Alexandra's Palace's Fire. That's a horse.
Ooh.
What about this
He's
horse?
Struggling, everyone.
Lady Madonna's Kickstand.
Ooh.
Take it. Prince Bad Bad.
Prince Bad Bad.
Yeah, he's a good one. Put money on him.
I wish I hadn't asked you to do this. Please stop.
15-1 at the 3:40 Lords.
Lords, and, where they play cricket. Yeah,
yeah? Lords. Fuck they're also
you.
Doing horses now. Horses. I'm a god of horse betting. I am. And the next horse is...
Please fuck off. That out of my mind.
Chundra's Dirty Tundra. That's one. That's
Chundra's,
coming up.
Chundra's Tundra.
Chundra's Tundra.
Can I? Oh, it's a horse. I see. He's into betting horses. Can you hold this steady while I let...
Right, he's going to fire it up the pipe.
Don't, no, you
no, not
don't.
Not my face. Like, not my face. Do it
honestly,
that way.
Honestly, don't.
Here we go.
Make sure it's not going over
it's
your
fine.
Head.
It's fine. It'll be fine. It's not that big a charge.
Let's see if this will...
Here we go. He's going to pop it. Here we go. Oh, the string came out. Oh, that's
very
disappointing.
There's 50 of them, luckily.
So 50 of them.
That's one that didn't work. I wonder if this is because they're in the why they're into the line and unsold.
Eli, pick one that works. I'm the god of horse betting.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I love that smell.
I can smell it in the pipe as well. No, I can smell it in the
yeah,
pipe.
Yeah. Party popper, little bit of dynamite.
Anyway, a bag of party poppers. Then there's another one there. What's that one?
Do they have confetti in? No, they weren't. They were just just the pop.
Streamers, aren't they? Yeah.
Is there streamers?
That's what they call them.
No
That's what they call them.
I can't see anywhere. I don't think they have streamers.
No,
in
they do.
It's just
they
a pop.
Came out the top. I've just lost them now.
I don't think. I just think the top came out the top. No streamers. I'm doing another one. Let's
do
test
another
it.
One.
Yes.
But streamers definitely came
out.
No,
they're just
came
plain
the
party poppers.
No, they just came out the top.
Hold it again.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. See, look, and there's...
No, there's no streamers.
Yeah, there's that. Look at that, look.
Oh, yeah, there is.
See, thank you.
Oh, that's where I put the other ones in there as well. Yeah, that one.
They went in the box.
Yeah, they went in the box.
They're the lamest streamers I've ever seen.
Eli fired down the shaft pipe into the box.
Oh.
Oh. How much for
that's
that?
That's an evil smell.
Right, Eli, how much for that bag and the big party popper to
Oh, it came
announce?
As one item?
No, two items,
oh,
two prices.
It's just a big party popper. This yeah. is... Are we going to do that? This
no,
off?
We're not doing it. In my
These are the ones
room.
That they give me at the Blues Kitchen
How
at New Year's Eve.
Live show. We'll say for the live show.
Yeah. Have yeah. you had these for the live show before?
No. It's, what's that?
It says Ginger Ray Shooter Pink.
That sounds like a shit cocktail.
Clearance, Ginger Ray Shooter Pink.
Ugh.
That sounds like a code word when we're going on a bombing raid.
Go, 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 Ginger Pink Shooter. Do it now. How much anyway?
Bumhole, into the bumhole, into the bumhole. Stinky pink, into
right,
the
okay, bumhole. Fire your stinky pink Ginger Ray shooting spray.
Ooh, I'm having a ginger and shandy.
How much for the small bag of poppers and how much for the big popper? Two prices.
Prices, I would say.
Yeah.
No item is a quid. No item
no
is
item.
A quid.
There is no... Quid's gambit in this game, unfortunately for you. So what you gonna do, Eli? Oh, what you gonna
do? 2 quid for the bag of party poppers, 50 party poppers.
2 for the big bag, big for the big one.
2.50.
Ah! Big popper.
Horse, I've just found another horse connection.
This didn't weirdly end up being a horse-based episode.
The Horsey Harrow House of Horrendous Horrors.
Yes.
Horrific.
I still like equestrian spread. Right, how much for the big popper? Which is not the name
I
of
I said
a,
£2.50. Oh. I said to you, £2.50.
Small bag 2, big 2.50.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It was not a big bag. It's one big shaft popper.
No, what? There's no shaft popper. What are you talking? No.
This is a
that's
shaft
That's a bag,
popper.
Though. Isn't it? A bag. A bag of poppers. And I said the big popper is that, and that's a bag of poppers.
Yeah, so what have you given me? What that I've said that
£2 for the bag, £2.50
okay.
for the big popper.
You need to watch your what you
no,
say.
No, you
my
need
friend.
To pay more attention.
No, you need to pay more attention. What
I'm
comes out your mouth?
I'm listening, trying to write this down. Of course,
have
I'm
you
paying
written it
attention.
Down now?
It's written
down. Can we move
down.
On then, please? Oh, press the fucking button.
I'm not going to have you end every segment like that. It's predictable.
I'm doing
ridiculous.
It. Say it every time. Every time. Press it. Cunt. Press it.
You
every
press
time.
The fucking button. Right, what have we done here? Let me just go through the list. What have we got to go? We got that. Right, okay.
Got 5 items, right. 4 to go.
Next item.
This is a very different format.
Next item.
Yeah, a lot of stuff from Habitat. This says Habitat Kids.
Habitat Tat.
Sort of a 10-inch box.
Habitat-tattery. Can you talk into the microphone? So when you do,
I'm looking down
interrupt
at it.
Me.
It's a 10-inch box. It says photo frame, so that's what I'm assuming it is.
I'm fuming so too.
It also has a very basic outline of a roof
yeah.
on the cover, so maybe it's a roof design photo frame in here.
Isn't that just the logo of Habitat, though, the roof?
That's right, you're yeah. right. Yeah, so absolutely right. So I don't know what to expect.
Don't know.
I'm going to...
Why? It's open at the top.
No, but it's quite stiffly in there. And if
I got it out, it's fine.
No, I don't want to break it.
You won't, though, because it's fine.
I'm taking the end out. I'm taking it out from the bottom.
Weird.
I'm enjoying this, manipulating cardboard.
I know.
It's very nice.
It's
good quality, thick cardboard you get from Habitat.
Yep.
Oh, and there's a thin inner cardboard as well.
Thin
very
inner.
Good.
There's a thin inner.
Oh, it's coming out.
It's pushing
upside
it.
Down.
Push Mr. Silverman. What is it? Oh,
it has
God.
A baboon. Is that a baboon?
Yeah.
It's one of those monkeys or apes that has the very long pink,
nose.
Yellow and green
Probably
nose.
Probably a big pink arse as well.
Almost for certain. And
almost
a
for
cheetah,
certain.
Who has the stripes? Tigers.
Tigers have stripes. I would
look
say
like
that's a tiger.
It looks more like a cheetah, though, in
it
terms
looks,
of its sort of...
It looks more like a bear. Honestly, it looks more like a
no,
bear
it's,
to me.
It looks like a leopard or a cheetah because it's very skinny. It looks too skinny for a tiger. Anyway, it's sort of an African wildlife-themed photo frame.
It's skinny
oval
because it's,
photo
it, you're
frame.
Seeing it front on and it's
and
all
they're wood shapes
compact.
Again.
That's why, though, isn't it? It's skinny because it's at its front and side, so it's kind of like all brought in. It's
there
fine.
Will be photos on the website.
Neck. It's got a fat neck. I'll say that for it.
No, it's got one of those.
Neck.
Its neck doesn't even...
No.
It's just one big thing
it's
all the way down.
It's just torso and then face where the neck would be.
Anyway...
The baboons are just terrifying, though. That's the kind of thing that if I saw that in the middle of the night staring back at me, I wouldn't sleep.
But this is exactly the kind of thing you might put into a children's bedroom,
yeah,
isn't it?
Maybe.
For me, this is just a little too nice.
It's very wooden. It's a wooden
It's all
frame.
Made of wooden things, and the animals are in front of the frame. And the
which
frame
is balloon shape almost, isn't
and it's
it?
It's got little catches on the back. Put a yeah. photo in there or a small drawer.
I don't like photo frames in general. I don't really have a strong opinion, but I don't want them in my house with
Why?
Photos in. There's just, I don't know, it's pointless. I don't want to stare.
I at don't have them either.
No. I just, you know, it's just not a thing for me. I would never want a photo frame on a window ledge with me mum on.
Why not?
I just don't want
to. Don't you love her?
you've ruined it again, Mr. Silverman.
I mean,
Silverman.
I haven't ruined it. I asked you a simple question.
How much for the little lovely wooden jungle-themed photo frame from Habitat?
£3.
£3.
What am I on now? Chair. Add it all up. No, add it all on.
Hang on.
Again, the taste, it's a little too nice. A little too sort of...
How much did you say again?
Middle class coded.
Can
you,
one more time?
For my taste.
How much did you say?
Three.
Three.
So far, you spent 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 pounds.
And I've got three items left. You've got £12 at max. I'm going to have to revise the shit out of this, basically.
Possibly.
Can we get to the end first? Yeah. And then,
as ever, let's get to the
end. You'll allow me to make some revisions.
Of course I will. I'm not a monster. What shall I give you next? Because we've done that. We've done that. Oh, here's the next shit thing.
Is there any food in there?
What's that then?
Okay, it's another box. This is Sainsbury's home. So two companies so far have been dominating. Habitat and Sainsbury's. This is a neon sign that says Raw. A green neon sign that says Raw.
How about this for an advert for Habitat? Like, come into Habitat. How about that, Habitat? Habitat, how about
again,
that?
It's
to Habitat, how about that?
No, it's too working class. Habitat
was trying
to go for... No,
they
didn't.
Reach more people. Habitat, how about that?
No, that sounds too northern.
It's just £2.99. How about that?
No, that wasn't the brand. Wasn't like that. It was
Habitat.
Like, it was more like Habitat. Oh, that'll do nicely. That kind of thing.
Habitat, how will you do with that? Habitat.
No,
how about
it's
that?
Like this. Habitat. Oh, how about that?
Do it like that's that. The thing, though. New
say
advertising.
An RP. How about that? Don't go Habitat. Like it's fucking oik.
Habitat. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. That's I'm getting a Habitat vibe.
All right, yeah.
Now I'm just trying
to listen to Mr. Habitat.
Try not to break this. You like neon, don't you, Paul?
I like it aesthetically, but practically, I don't think they're
these
very
are all
good.
New. These are all mint on card. These items.
Effectively, yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't have to tear that box so I could give it to a charity
stiffly
shop.
Stiffly in.
What is it?
Oh, it is a neon.
Oh, I'm having this. You want that as well, do you?
Look, because it's...
It's a fake neon sign that says Raw in, like, joined up writing because it's neon.
And that's it.
Does it turn on?
I thought it was poseable. I thought you could destroy the word and just turn it into a squiggly light of your own.
I guess you could if you
wanted. No, but is it flexible? Will it break? I think
you might be able to pop it out of the frame and then move it around. I don't know. Turn it on. See what it looks like. Because, you know, what I like... Oh, is it not at the battery's dead?
Batteries are dead.
Oh, shame.
It came with the batteries then.
Well, no, maybe someone put it in and returned it or something, or it was shit.
Well, no, this
broke.
Is new.
Glows up green.
It does not glow green anymore.
Do you want me to put some new batteries in and see what happens?
Please.
Oh, wait there.
Yeah, there you go. It's come on, everybody.
So apparently it just had a little tab in to protect the battery.
I didn't realise. We should have known.
That's quite bright, though, isn't
raw.
It?
Raw. Why does it say raw?
Because they like Katy Perry a lot. I don't know.
I'm going to have this as well.
You could have it.
I like lights in my room.
I know. And that's not a bad one to have on a shelf in the corner, giving it a kind of weirdly kind of nice glow.
If I put it upside down, it doesn't say raw anymore.
No,
it looks more abstract.
Uvau.
Or something, yeah.
Ravel. Savaloy.
And it has two little hooks.
Yeah.
It's not a bad...
It's not a bad thing. But Mr. Silverman, I've got to ask you. I've got to. What's the goddamn price?
It's weird because I seem to have overestimated the price of everything here. And I've been saying they're, you know, they're a tiny fraction of what these things would sell for in a store, I'm sure.
Possibly.
I don't understand.
I can imagine them trying to flog that for like 12 quid, 10 quid.
Yeah, every item costs 12 quid.
Maybe
see
not
what
the
I mean?
Posters. But I mean, I don't know.
You gave me, they don't cost, or every item together doesn't cost more than 12 quid, you told me.
And I
is
think
that
even
still
that's
true?
An overestimation. I think it's more like £11.20 or something altogether. But again, we can go over it at the end. So just give me your gut feeling price now of the raw sign.
Like 150?
Whoa.
175.
75.
Are we doing the normal rules? I get two for each if it's on and 25p.
Either way, the
I
actual
don't think
price.
This could be the end of my run of form.
Well, we'll have to see.
And because if you're silly cheater's clause, you might score more points.
You could only say that if you'd fought against it and denied it. But very early on, you said
negotiated
it.
It's fair
and
square.
So you now can't therefore say it's bullshit if you've agreed to it.
I'm not going to.
And you even changed the parameters to make them fit your clauses needed to do this.
Yes. We had a negotiation. It's fine.
All right, good. I just don't want to hear any of this fucking cheating bullshit from you.
Yeah.
All right?
I'm the big cheat, yeah.
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 Well, no, you're not a cheat. What are you? You're a kind of like point manipulator. You're an adjuster.
You cheat.
You're an adjuster. I'm not. I don't cheat.
What about that time when you cheated and you wouldn't show me the piece of paper because
you
cheated?
Yeah, because that was funny and I did it for the
podcast. Oh, that's funny, so it's not cheating when it's funny?
No.
Who decides what's funny?
Me.
You do not decide
Every
what's funny.
Every week.
You don't know anything about what's funny.
No, neither do you.
That's literally who I said you are, but what am I? That's what you're doing.
Yes.
That's what you're doing. That's all you have.
That's good, isn't it?
That's the only argument technique
you've
got.
Well, the thing is, you're like arguing with like an idiot. It's like no matter what logic I could put forward in your head, you've already formulated a particular way of being unbeatable.
He's such a bastard, isn't he?
Just saying. You keep coming at me with this, you're a cheat, you're a this or a that, until it works in your favour, and then everything's hunky-dory and you're the best at it. So you need to pick a side of where you're going to
Now I'm starting to detect a little whiff of the sour grapes coming down from your bollock area.
They're more than sour.
Yes, they're cheesy
pruned.
Sour.
They're pruned.
Yes.
Pruned dates.
Dangly, cheesy prunes. Dangly prunes in their silken sack.
Right, next item, I believe.
Yes,
you've
please.
Done the price. We've got, is it one more? No, two more.
Two more, I can't two believe. More. I've already gone way over the price.
I know, it's going crazy. Let's
find out.
I'm going
to have to revise these.
Right, this one is a game. I can tell you that for now. It's by University Games, who have been around for a while.
Oh, it's got a good weight to it, Paul.
It's got a good weight to it.
University Games, you've come across any of their work before?
Yeah, they've been banging out games for decades, actually.
They
and
have.
Even done some licensed IPs. I think on the League of Extraordinary Board Games channel, we've already done a University Games. I want to say one of them was a Countdown. They did a version of Countdown. So either way, they're legit.
Are they sort of like a classy company seen as? Or
I wouldn't say classy, but they're more kind of adult, maybe based, or certainly a bit more serious.
Do you have a Stanley? Because this is what, mint
can,
on card.
Let me give you this, because I can use this. Oh, it's coming to the board. It's
this
everything.
Game is called Five-Star Review Game.
Five-Star Review Game?
The aim of the game, Paul.
The aim of the game.
Collect five-star cards, one in each category.
Right.
The winner is the first to collect one card from each category and then to log out. So that is like Trivial Pursuits. Get your pie and then
go home.
Categories. So it is questions, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
About what? About showbiz?
No, it's about five-star reviews. So things that have been reviewed online, there are questions. Oh, the board's quite elaborate.
It's, well, not really. It's just a network. It looks like little nodes coloured.
Like a neural network nodes. Yeah.
And then
you just
basically go along these edges. That's actually like what they call in maths, a simple graph.
Do you know what it reminds me of? The adventure game when you had to do that last thing where you had to go across a grid like that and there was a...
It suggests a 3D sort of surface of a hypersphere or something like that, doesn't it?
How to play. Each player chooses a playing piece, place them in the login square. The youngest player goes first. Yeah, you just
I don't think
around.
This is complete because it doesn't seem to be...
Well, it must be complete because...
No, one-star wonders.
It was sealed with the factory sticker.
Yeah, there's only two one-star wonder cards.
Maybe that's the only two there is because they're rare or something.
They're very rare. Okay, do you want a historical howlers question? The title of which novel is missing from this 1857 review? It's all review-based trivia.
Okay. All right, that's interesting.
So the title is in the review.
And they've cut it out, so I have to guess what
it's
it is based
blank.
On the rest of the...
Yes.
Okay, it's not blankety-blank, though, is it?
It's like blankety-blank.
No, because blankety-blank has a flexibility where any word can work in that sentence, and it's about the consensus of how many
There's
people think that's
word.
That word.
The missing word is like blankety-blank.
Well, it's just
very
fill
loosely.
In the blanks.
Yes.
It's just fill in the blank.
Yeah, like blankety-blank.
It's more like that... No, it's more like...
No, blankety-blank.
It's more like that word from the newspaper round from I Got News For You. Tony Blair blanks pig. Fucks.
It is difficult to estimate the amount of good which may be done by...
Blank.
That's the novel's name.
It is difficult to what, sorry?
1857. It is difficult to estimate the amount of good which may be done by...
The
novel.
Is
it's
it...
A, it's a multiple choice. Can I just grab my glasses?
Oh, yeah,
glasses?
Give it...
Can I grab my glasses?
Yeah, grab your glasses.
It's a multiple choice here, Paul, so you're in luck.
Give us some multiple choice then, Governor.
All right. Black Beauty. A, Black Beauty. B, Jane Eyre. C, Tom Brown's School Days.
Oh, I bet it's Tom Brown's School
it
Days.
Is. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know what that novel is.
It's Think like a about book. It's like a Just William kind of thing, you know what I mean?
It's about school adventures at school of a little boy.
I guess, and it must be like one of these things that is kind of like the British Tom Sawyer. I'd have to read it.
I'll give you one more question from
I give you one?
The facts and stats.
What about I give you one?
Yeah, okay, give me one from that. The historical howlers.
All right. I get there's five more categories or something in the box.
Oh, is there?
Must be, because it says there's six categories. Right, which 1969 album was reviewed in the New York Times as an unmitigated disaster? Right, 1969 album, New York Times said it was an unmitigated disaster. Was it Led Zeppelin by Led Zeppelin, Tommy by The Who, Abbey Road by the Beatles.
Led Zeppelin.
Abbey Road by the Beatles. Hmm, snotty, snotty.
Right.
Go on, give us
a I knew that Zeppelin were very poorly reviewed.
This could be something we do again on a Cheap Shots episode.
You like these questions, yeah?
If we do it on a Cheap Shots.
So this is a different category.
Mate, we've got a Cheap Shots recording next week. Oh, session. Cool. So we'll do this for it, yeah. So go on, give us one of these.
True or false? True or false?
All right.
In 2010, British historian Orlando Figes admitted writing negative online reviews of other historians' work under a false name.
It's true or false. I hate these 50-50 ones because my gut goes either way. I'm just going to go ahead and say true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have to be, I guess. Give me one of those.
Eli?
Yeah.
True or false? In 2011, the ultra-low-budget independent movie Friction received over 1,000 one-star reviews on Netflix before it turned out that the platform was streaming the wrong movie. True or false?
False.
It was true.
They're all true.
Well, no, they can't all be true. Otherwise,
they're all fucking true, aren't they?
Just read
That's the gimmick.
No, otherwise the round is just read a fact.
One-star wonders.
All right, go on. Let's
do
one more of these.
It had fallen out of a whole pack.
All right.
What earned this one-star review? It was definitely too long for me and I got tired. A, the Bible. B, the Great Wall of China. C, the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
The Bible.
No.
the
Wall of China, yeah.
Okay.
So totally wrong
someone
in every way.
The Great Wall of China a one-star review?
It must be a book called The Great Wall of China or something.
Maybe they literally
mean that it was too long, yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, it's like a TripAdvisor review, isn't it? They went to The Great Wall of China.
Right. What got this one-star review?
It just wasn't for me. It feels like there was death everywhere.
Was it the TV series Chernobyl, a memorial to 9/11, or the novel 50 Shades of Grey?
A memorial to 9/11.
Is sadly the correct answer.
These are those sort of like, yeah.
But you're
inappropriate, like people who go to Chinese restaurants and go, they didn't do chips, or whatever, you know what I mean?
yeah.
Those kind of reviews.
The sauce was too Chinesey for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
God.
Okay. Yeah. What was the price of this game, though?
Well, it's a quality thing. Mint
it's a
on
quality,
card.
Brand new.
Brand new. You've got the little paper bands around the card packs in there and everything. The little player pieces haven't been popped out of the card. It's got that smell.
It's got that lovely new board game smell. Give it a huff, Mr. Silverman, please. Give it a snuff. It's bound to be. It's brand new. A nice cardboardy print.
Nice cardboard, nice new.
Little bit of scent of the glue, maybe. Just
scent of the glue.
Scent of glue.
Scent of a glueman.
Horses. Horses. We're back to horses again.
Yeah.
Glue.
Horse glue.
Yeah.
Oh.
How much is the game?
Got to be £3. If it's a day, got to be £3. Is that the last thing?
The last thing.
Are you sure it adds up to 12? Did you do bad maths?
No.
All right.
Because when we go through it, it'll be very obvious that I didn't fuck it up because it's pretty much an easy count up. So I'm happy with that. Right. Last item then. Oh, I can't wait for this one. Eli, I'm going to hand you a big red bag, a fabric bag.
It's a deluxe boxing set.
From a toy company called Chad Valley. It's a 5-piece boxing set.
It says The Champ on it.
Yeah.
I'm not into this. I don't want to spar.
I'm not. You know what? I'll be honest, he bought it thinking maybe they'll put it on
and then
buff
punch
each
other
about
in the face.
It.
I don't want to
and
do that.
And can we just say, Ben, ha ha ha, but we're too old and tired and hot right now to bother with any of that.
Oh, there's a little mini punch bag. That's pretty cool.
All right, I'll tell you what, I can hold that and you can punch that.
Yes, for sure. That's kind of cute, actually.
You're going to put a glove on first.
I've got to put both on.
Oh, but they're tiny.
Well, my hands will probably fit.
I don't know.
What's that skip rope?
Do they fit trotters?
There's a skip rope.
Do they fit trotters? Do they?
Paul.
Do they? Get your hands in, though. Can you get your trotters?
I don't know, actually.
Your porky trotters in there.
They are quite small.
Yeah, they are very small.
They're for kids, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not padded on the bottom.
No.
There we go, though. They do fit. They do fit me. I do have small hands. And there's a skip rope. And what's that thing there as well, Paul?
Oh, it's a little headband thing for your head.
Yeah.
Protect your head.
It's wrong so often.
Put it on.
Anyway.
You're fucking wrong.
Oh, it's like a helmet. Yeah.
How many times are you fucking wrong? Oh, mate, there's only two cards here. What's the point of only having two cards? What's the point? It must be shit, this. There's only two cards. It must be empty. It's been opened. Oh, where's the rest of them? Sorry, I was
wrong.
That
was one wrong thing.
No, that's just the thing you
one,
remember
I'm trying
to
hold up
out.
One finger, no. But I've got this glove on. It doesn't look like a...
Bullshit.
Oh, do you want me to put the helmet on? You take a photo?
Yeah, obviously. Otherwise,
can you
what's
help me? Because I have to put one of these gloves on now. Please put that on my head. Make sure it's the right way round. It's a little fake helmet. Fake boxer's helmet. No, I think it's inside out, though, Paul, because of that. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Because it says The Champ on the front. Oh, sweet. Pretty cool little... If you were into boxing and were a child, is that going to go? Is it going to go on, though? I can't hold it because of my hand. Get it underneath this chin strap.
That's it. Oh, fucking hell. I feel like something from Wizard of Oz.
Do I? Let's right. see. Let me see that.
Okay, I'll show you the picture. Here we go.
I don't know what it looks like.
I think you look good.
You're a load of shit. Right, can you help me get this other glove on? Come on, you've got to be my corner man. Here. You're my corner man. Come on, what should I do?
Cut the eye.
Cut the eye. Yeah, I've got this fucking come on, push this glove on. Push the glove on. We've only got 10 seconds.
Tighten
push
the horse's chuffer.
A horse's chuffer is not tight.
Oh, do you know?
Like you can own. Climb up inside it.
I can't get it in. You got your there we go. Trotters aren't getting
come on,
in.
Just pull it down some more.
Dirty trotters aren't.
I can't
in.
Do it because that's I've got it. The, there we go. Pull here it. Go. Pull it right. snug. Thanks.
Right, here we go. He's now going to punch the bag, and I'm going to hold it in the air.
Hold it in the air.
Right, gonna fly now. Boff, 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 boff. Look at that. Look at that. Give it some. Here we go. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Quite fun, yes. Quite fun. Oh, the mic's falling off, Paul. I can't put the mic back.
Oh, here we go.
Can you help me feed the mic back? Right. So.
There you go, little glove. God, they are tight.
Yeah, you won't be able to get it on. Your hand's too long. It's not the width, it's the length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Right. But how much is it?
Basically, it's a combination of a...
Fucking hell, I'm knackered from just holding the bag. Actually, it was more stressful and like exercise, just getting the gloves on you than it was doing the punching.
He really was, yeah. That was, I enjoyed that. It was like you really were my daddy. Right. So
come on outside. I'll teach you how to ride that bike.
That's at least a fiver. So I'm going to say five.
Right.
Please. Five. But I need to revise boxing. Down the posters and so forth.
Box fiver.
Right. In that case, it is on to the recoup of the scores. Recoup.
Revision.
Revision of the scores. And then the reveal. So let's get into that right now. It has been a banger of an episode full of all sorts of crazy stuff. So
we start with the posters, which are definitely overpriced, not knowing what was coming.
Yeah,
in.
We had posters, poppers, photos, raw sign,
I'm
going to
say 50p.
Game.
For the poster.
Oh, it's getting close to being racist. Let's get out, get out, get out. Right then, let's go through the top, and you just tell me if you want to keep the score or change the score. All right, change the place.
Fine.
Starting with... We'll do all three posters. So you had the Tokyo poster, the Battersea Tower, the Battersea building, and then the abstract one.
I want the
you
Tokyo.
You said 250 for the Battersea and the Tokyo.
Yeah, I'm going to go down to 150. They're like, no, let's say 75p
each. 75p
each? Yes.
Okay.
And 50p for the other one.
Okay, so the bag of party poppers.
150.
You said £2.
150.
The big party popper thing, the big cannon thing, you said 250.
75p.
75p for that. Okay, the photo jungle thing, you said £3
for that.
I just
feel like it's £3. 250. 275. 275 final offer.
Okay. The raw neon effect sign, you said that was 175.
This is when I started to realise...
That you'd gone too far.
I think 150. Let's go 150 on that. Keep it at 175. Then I get a between. Yeah. If it's £2, I get a between. Okay. I feel like it's there.
And then the boxing game thing set up. You said £5. Oh, no, sorry. The five-star review. Sorry.
I said.
You said £3.
Let's go down to two.
And then
let's stay with five.
And then the.
What am I on now?
Wait. Boxing, you're going to keep as five.
Can I just see? Can you just add what I've got and I might take a quid off the box?
Okay, £2, add 75p.
275.
Add 75p.
350.
Add 50p.
4.
Add £1.50.
550.
Add 75p.
625.
Add £2.75. I'll cut it down quicker
pounds,
so it sounds like you were
sharp. £9.
£1.75.
10.75.
And then boxing set, you said five.
Shit.
You want to keep with that?
I'm way over. No. The boxer go right down to £3.
All right. Here's the scores.
Right. Again, I feel like I'm swimming in virgin waters. You know what I mean? What the fuck, Eli?
What are you talking about? Do you want to cut that out so you don't sound like an idiot?
It's too late for that,
It's
Paul.
Too late for that. I've made a business off it. Right. Okay.
Right. Have I scored any? Are you going to outscore me, probably?
Okay, let me just Oh, yeah, because I'm getting the Twing thing as well. All right,
if it's
okay,
more than 50p.
So let's start with how we did it in order. Okay, so the Tokyo poster, you said 75p. It was. Well, I'll tell you, all posters were 45p each. So you get a Betwing for the abstract one, because that's 50p.
I said 50.
Yeah, so you get one Betwing for that.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. That's cheap for those.
But
God.
You don't get for the 75, because, no, you're out.
They're all three were 45p.
Yeah.
Yes, they're out. I'm out for that.
And I get a Betwing for those two.
No, you do
then.
Not, because it's not more than 50p,
oh, yeah, 50p
is it?
Oh, yeah, 50p is what
Thank
we said.
Thank you.
No, fair enough. I just forgot.
So
just...
no Betwings for you.
But one for you.
Yes.
Bag of party poppers. You said £1.50. The answer is all bag 10p for that bag. 10p. 10p for a big bag of party poppers.
See, I can't compete with this.
So I get a Betwing for that one. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yes.
Right, so on that side, I'm going to put his Betwings and I'm going to put on this side.
I wish I hadn't agreed to these rules.
Right,
now.
Next one is the big party popper, which you said was...
Of course, way too
75p.
Much. Way too much.
99p.
Oh!
So you get a Betwing.
Wow, I just get a Betwing there.
Just in.
Oh, baby. Weird, that was more.
Yeah,
10p
I know.
For 50 of those.
I know, but,
yeah,
bargain. Wow. But to be honest, they must be kind of literally giving those away if they're possible.
I mean,
10p,
yeah. You can't buy anything for 10p.
No.
Anything. A box of matches isn't 10p.
Yeah.
Nothing costs 10p. Nothing in this world.
Apart from them poppers.
Weird.
Anyway, next one. Photograph jungle thing. You said 275. It was... 99p. So another Betwing for Gannon.
We're neck on neck and neck with Betwings there.
Aye.
I think I'm going to get wiped out now.
Raw sign. You said £1.75. The raw sign was £1.99. That gets you a Betwing.
Bam.
Next.
This is all nail-biting stuff.
The five-star game.
I said.
You said £2. It was £1.99.
Ooh.
So you get a Betwing for that.
Oh, my God, so close. Paul, I could have got two Betwings. I didn't know none of this was B99 stuff.
Tricky. Ah. And then the boxing thing. You said £3.
Yeah, it was.
£2.50.
Oh, that means I get a Betwing.
You get a Betwing, yeah.
Yay.
But I still win by one, right?
Four versus three.
Yeah.
Hey, but still, not a bad show for someone who didn't play. I'm happy with that. Hey.
Well done, yeah.
All right.
I'm glad I edged you there.
And which one, what are you taking home with you today?
I'm taking all three of those posters. They're an absolute bargain.
Do you want the neon sign?
And I want the neon sign.
Okay,
please,
and
well.
Do you want the jungle sign? The jungle thing? Do you want
no,
to give
absolutely
it to
not.
Na-
I don't like
young
that.
Niece
the neon
or nephew?
Thing I just will have be nice in the old House of Pickles.
In the old House of Pickles.
I like little lighty things.
Yeah, I like little lighty things. You see my
little
galaxy
things.
Thing that
I've... Oh, that, I like that a lot, yeah.
It's nice in the air.
You know,
yeah,
you're
lovely.
At home. You know, you might as well live in the modern age. You couldn't have made a lightweight neon thing like this
no.
a few years
I mean,
ago,
it's not
could
really
you?
Neon, it's just neon effect.
No, I think
it's
it
nice.
Is neon. It's an LED neon. Do you see what I mean?
No, but neon is the gas that is what the
I
thing.
Think
I don't
this
think
has
it's got...
a gas in. Good that.
Either way,
good
lovely
that.
Little thing, innit?
Thank you, Ben. That was interesting, actually.
Ben...
It shows you can get some good stuff if you're prepared. I mean... You know, like the boxing kit, as cute as it is, it's not going to stay in one piece, is
no,
it?
No, not
past
really.
Past Christmas morning, is it?
You Unless know? You're a kid who's into boxing and it's the best
But then
thing.
Even then, it's a costume and toy rather than anything
yeah.
serious. It's
that
not a
hat,
serious thing.
For example, ain't going to stop brain damage in any respect.
No, so you've got to... You have to give it to a child that's small enough to still like enjoy it as a costume.
Yeah,
and not,
make sure that
and
child...
not encourage them to punch people in the face.
Yeah, make sure that child has no psychological issues that may be exaggerated by giving them a violent
All I'm
toy.
Saying is they have to be a kid so small that if they did punch you in the face repeatedly once they got the gloves on, it wouldn't be an issue. You know what I mean?
And even by then, you
wouldn't
probably...
give this to teenagers because
no.
they'd fucking mutilate each other.
But, I mean, at least with a kid with that on, you could still chin them and get you off you quite easily. You know, one big solid whack to the jaw would probably take most kids out. Thank you, Ben, for your big
Thanks,
boxing
Ben.
Trips.
That was fun, yeah.
Bye, everyone. Right, we're back next week. And guess what? Next week we are doing a walkabout. We weren't meant to do it this week, but unfortunately, weather, very bad, very heavy rain. We wanted to call it off.
I literally was ready to do it. And then you said, oh, it's going to rain. And I thought, what a little wimp. Always pulling out. And then I saw the rain clouds come in. And
yeah, let's not do that.
It was serious. There was some serious downpour.
You talk about wet Thames.
You were right.
You talk about
yeah,
wet Thames.
Would have been
wet everything.
Wet everything.
Wet all.
Including
wet.
Inside your mouth,
mouth.
Which is usually quite wet.
Yeah.
Or my nose is sometimes quite wet inside.
Wet, slimy. It's more slimy than wet, isn't it?
I'd say it's more damp Dampened
sloosh. Talking to the microphone?
Slooshy. No, I'm doing something that's quite subtle.
What about Mr. Silverman? What about Mr. Silverman, if you don't mind? What about, what about, if you don't mind, Mr. Silverman, one thing? What about your bummo?
My bummo.
Is that wet and slick?
Slick with...
Or thick and stick?
It depends what type of mood I'm in.
Thick and sticky or wet and slippy?
Oh, God, do the housework.
Slippery when wet.
No.
Slippery when wet.
That is the name of a Bon Jovi album.
It's not. I'm talking about the signs you see in hospital wards that prevent children from running and falling over. Slippery when wet. Right. Thecheapshow.co.uk is your one-stop shop for all cheap show things. Just go there. You'll find us. All of our episodes on YouTube. You can go there. Episodes. Oh, we're also on YouTube Music now. Hooray.
Don't throw this in the bin, Paul.
Also, do you know this?
I'm talking about this, this...
No, I'm not going to give that back to a charity shop.
Please
also,
do, please.
Also, Silverman, did you know all the Cheap Shots episodes are podcasts you can listen to now on YouTube Music?
Are they?
For some reason, it's made them available as a listenable podcast.
But you didn't
podcast.
Upload no. those onto YouTube Music?
It just said, yeah, you do this. And
I reckon their architecture of their software or whatever is just so huge. So, you know,
or maybe
unwieldy,
they thought the material,
under the hood, you know what I mean?
Maybe like, they thought the material was suitable for a podcast channel
why would
on YouTube
it, who
Music.
Who would do that? Why would it do that? This algorithmically.
I don't know.
No one made a decision.
I may have done it as a setting without realising it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I'm getting at. It's because
I don't
you can't...
Know.
You
either
know,
way.
It seems like they don't even know what's no. going on. And it's like, oh, we shouldn't no. do that. It's you. That's your whole business.
The thing is, we can't monetize our YouTube channel. So if you do support us on YouTube, just like, subscribe and share the joy because that's seriously how we grow. Also, with patreon.com/cheapshow, you can join the ranks of many people who've supported us for a decade now and get extra videos and extra podcasts and behind the scenes things and special magazines every once in a while and early access to Cheap Shots and tickets and all sorts of things. All the bonuses we can offer, we do on patreon.com/cheapshow. And remember, give what you can, but please only if you can. If you can't, just help share the good word of Cheap Show online. That's it. We'll see you next week for a walkabout.
Oh, it's a good one. Thanks, Paul. He's thrown his expensive headphones onto the floor. He's kicking the posters. He's gone punk at the end, everyone. But no, thanks for listening. And
I'm
we'll
say Willy on the podcast.
And do listen to the House
Willy.
Of Pickles sound show, my radio show on Soho Radio.
I wouldn't.
2 to 4 every 2 weeks on a Sunday.
I wouldn't. It's not very good.
It's an extremely good music show.
I've heard mixed things online.
You haven't heard jack shit. No
read,
one listens.
I read online that everyone thinks you're out of your depth doing a radio show by yourself.
No, no, you have not read that.
I read that just now.
It's simply not
I read
true.
It just 5 minutes after I posted it. Thank
yeah,
you very
I've
much.
I read that everyone thinks you're a cunt online.
Yeah, I wrote that as well. I wrote that.
You wrote the whole internet.
Yeah,
I'm getting, so the dead
I'm
internet
a bad boy.
Is in fact the Paul Gannon internet.
I'm getting
internet.
A bad boy attitude online that way.
You've got
people,
a bad boy attitude
yeah.
online.
So people think I'm a bit dangerous. You know what I mean? A bit dangerous. So they'll listen to a dangerous podcast with
right.
edgelord
Thanks,
material.
Everyone. He's going to have to play. He's going to have to press the button.
I'm going to have to press the button at some point, but you won't tell me when. I'll do it when I want to, and I'm going to do it now. Thank you. Bye. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Do it now. Do it now.
No, don't you. I won't do it now then. That's it, you've done it.
The pettiness is unbelievable, mate.
Petit pois.
Do it at some point after I stop saying this.
I'm going to do it now.
Ah!
No, you
so
can't.
It would have to be now then, wouldn't it?
Wait, I just realised I can edit this so I can just have my last
yes,
word be it
can.
Anyway.
Yes,
so it doesn't really
can.
Matter.
Yes, you can.
So joke's
fine.
On you.
Fine, you win.
I win.